Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. And welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute window of time is where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries of living my life by my design. It's also where I get to chat with awesome, inspiring humans in the Wairarapa doing amazing things. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. So as promised, you've had enough of me solo. And so we've got some exciting interviews coming up. And I'm really looking forward to this one. Spring has sprung, as we touched on last week. But this is going to be so much more invigorating because we're talking to the beautiful Danny from Woodside Flower Patch. And so welcome to the show, Danny. She accepted my invitation. We've only met a couple of times, but the most recent has been at Woodside when she has had her beautiful flowers. I think the last time I saw you there, Danny, was last year when I was doing a walk that had enticed me over that way to get some free honey. And then there you were with your flowers and we had a quick chat. And I've always thought we need to talk. So here we are. Danny, welcome to Charlotte Flows.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I want to just really deep dive and we'll go back first. And my first question to you with your beautiful flower patch is, what inspired you to become a flower farmer, to do this?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a slow, not really fully thought at the beginning. I think one thing to the other, I guess it just with COVID, probably I start putting a little bit of a work in my veggie garden. By then my little one was about one, just over one, and so we could move a little bit more outside together, and we start with that, and then we started planting our long dry work, which is quite long, and I think that summer, first summer after COVID, we are farmers. My husband and I, we're farmers. And we do everything quite regenerative and quite sustainable. So in one of the paddocks, we were trailing some, what's called a species where you just put a mix of white flowers, grasses, and stuff like that, just to give a little bit of time to the soil to regenerate. And in that mix, they came up some beautiful sunflowers, nearly wild sunflowers. And we just cut a bunch, and I put it, bring some inside, and we put some in the gate, by the gate on the road, with a little bucket just saying, dollar coin, I think I say, or something like that, whatever say. And they sold. I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. I didn't know. I was like, we got flowers everywhere, you know, white flowers. I was like, oh, that is interesting. People want to buy flowers just from a gate that is right there in the middle of nowhere. So we cut a little bit more. And then someone said, you can actually sell it to florists. And I didn't know florists actually buy from normal people. I thought they all got it from nurseries and, you know, imported flowers. And no, some florists get from whatever you call nice. So I offered to a couple of florists and that worked well. So the following year, I tried sunflowers, colorful sunflowers. So on the shades of red and dark oranges and whites and greens and all sorts. And we, at that point, I only planted by the driveway. And then I saw them, did the same thing that summer, in a summer, autumn, solid sort of florist, and put a bucket in the by the gate. And that went well. And then I started getting a little bit into more flowers for my garden. I think that spring, there came some seeds, in one of those garden magazines, some dahlia seeds, which I didn't know that you could grow from seed. I always saw the big tubers and stuff, but I never seen growing from seeds. And that reminded me that my grandfather had a beautiful garden
Oh,
full of
wow.
dahlias. It is something that I completely forgot for about 30, 40 years. I don't know how many years, completely out of my mind. But then when I saw the flowers in the magazine, I remember that. So I grow the seeds, I planted outside, and still we were coming like in and out of that COVID thing that, there was restrictions, there were this and that. And I think it was a little bit of that melancholy, homesick kind of stuff going on. So I started planting another flowers that remind me of my grandma, for example, gladiolus and stuff like that. And then this little garden on the side of my house, there was just little patches. There were flowers. They would just keep bringing memories, kind of more memories of growing, and with lots of flowers around that I completely forgot. So I started having a little garden here and cutting flowers for myself and cutting flowers for some friends. And every spring, well, it was the spring, it was end of summer. Only thing I was selling was sunflowers. I was selling some flowers at the gate, and I was selling some flowers some to the to a couple of florists in town. And then I think maybe last year, a couple of florists closed down. So I was like, okay, this has only got me the gate, really. Why do I just don't go and do the whole thing myself? And that's what I started putting some bids, like only for and selling. And that's what it happened. And then last year I decided to fully just put a name, not just be at the gate somewhere. Yeah, so decided to put a name, actually, to say, okay, I'm going to do the full thing. I'm gonna grow my flowers, and I'm also gonna sell all the flowers that I grow. So that was quite late last year because we didn't have a very good spring. So I think I planted something quite early outside, and it was so wet and cold that died, completely died. So I think I lost my first plant. It was about September, October, and I didn't have anything until mid-January. I think it was the second week of January, and of course everything came together.
Yeah.
And all the flowers together, and I didn't have any because I didn't have any hope that it was going to work because the weather was so bad. I didn't even think about it, what I was going to actually do with flowers when I get them. So I was just sitting on the deck, looking outside, completely depressed, thinking, what am I going to do with all this? And my husband said, look, grab your snippers, go and cut them. We figured it out. First, go and cut everything that you got ready. I get you gin and tonic, and then we're going to figure it out what you're going to do with that. So I came back inside with a big basket full of flowers. And he said, just put a notice, put a note for a post on the local Facebook page, and say you're going to be selling flowers tomorrow at the gate. That's it. Just go. I was like, okay. So that's what I did. I went outside. For the course, and I went to the gate, and it was great. There was a lot of people showing up, and I did that for a good around month and a half or 2 months. Every weekend I was there outside. But then again, that last summer was a little bit funny, so it was a lot of weekends that were raining and stuff like that. And then someone offered me to have the flowers in town, which was great. So I prepared a bunch of flowers and little bunches, and I was selling them in town from there as well. And then just let people know that you can just call any day, and you can have some flowers deliver it to you.
Wow.
And that, yeah, and that's how it's been happening since then, basically. So it's been, yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
But that's so beautiful. And so obviously just quite an organic journey as well. You didn't set out, I'm going to plant a flower field, I'm going to become a florist, I'm going to sell my flowers. So it's all just been happening, you know, and I
Just
didn't
happening.
realize you guys were farmers anyway. So that's, you know, to just watch evolving stories and how a bit of a passion for your own garden has grown. And I mean, that's beautiful, Danny. I love it. Funny though, like you sort of, you know, the fact that you were sat on your deck thinking, like feeling quite depressed, and
That's
like, yet you've got this field of beauty right in front of you. Is but I'm glad your husband got that very important GNT poured for you.
That's right. All I can do to work in the summer.
But I love that. Thank you. And that's such a lovely share. And I think we'll be, you know, we'll speak to people, because sometimes you know, people, you know, go the opposite way. But I just love how it's organically thing. You haven't necessarily got a massive expectation about it, so I'm guessing it feels like a bonus when people turn up
That's right.
and
That's
buy the
right.
flowers. So
That's right. Yes. And it's feeling that way. Just go slowly, see what people like, what I like, and no, it's been, and it's going really, really well. I'm quite
that's
busy, and
beautiful.
it's beautiful. Yeah.
It is beautiful. And what I really loved was the memory, the concept of the flowers and the memories. And it made me think of a beautiful book, The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart. I don't know whether you've read it.
No, I haven't.
Beautiful book, absolutely beautiful book, which is all about flowers and people and meanings. So that came into my mind. But I loved how the connectivity and that the memory that was sparked through flowers of people in your life. And I think, you know, that will speak to people as well, that might even spark memories that people haven't had. We will take a wee break. And to find Danny was a classical lover was quite a treat as well. So, because we like classic vibes here on Charlotte Flow. So enjoy this piece and we'll talk some more shortly. So that was a lovely short piece of, remind me of the composer, Danny, because it's just gone totally out of my head. Schubert? Was it Schubert?
Schubert, yeah, Schubert.
Schubert, yeah, a little piece, because when I touched both with Danny about music, she said, oh, I can't think of anything, and I'd listen to music all day. But then she shared a screenshot with me, and so we picked one of Schubert's music. So it was lovely, because I was like, oh, we have classic vibes, another thing. Music, classical vibes and flowers, that in my brain when I saw it seemed to feel like a tandem conjunction that is just makes
it
sense.
It does. I think it one's inspired the other one. I don't know. I just walk around the garden in my little cloud of flowers.
Oh, that's so beautiful. The image in my head is so beautiful and one I want to sort of continue with myself. So who inspires you? I mean, when you said about the magazine, are you a keen gardener, obviously? Do you, you know, subscribe to gardening magazines and follow people? Is there somebody in the flowering, you know, world that inspires you as somebody that you look to?
Yeah, I got quite into just like altogether just to learn more. And then once I got into videos and books, a couple of books of ladies have been doing this kind of idea I got for flowers for quite a long, long, long time. You know, that you sing everything seasonal. That is what. So a lot of the book they got is ladies who've been doing their seasonal stuff, using whatever's in the garden, in your garden, in that season. And it could be just greenery, or it could be just herbs, or it could be a mix of stuff like that. And just using it in the way they come without forcing anything. It's just gives you a year around freshness and something pretty to look at it. Which is a little bit of a different idea of having you know, and they're coming from whatever in the world, and this is just right there. It's in your garden, and
yeah,
it's in my garden probably because it's in season. So
yeah,
I think that's what inspired me a lot. Just reading a lot about more about that, and using whatever is there, and I use a lot of perennials, and I use more and more perennials, because they are there. You don't have to be planting and unplanting
yeah.
and you know, disturbing the soil, and you don't have to do anything. You might need to divide them or need to give it a little bit of some kind of food or a little bit every couple of years, and that's it. So that for me works a lot as well.
Yeah.
And also because it's just me doing all the flowers. Would be insane trying to plant every year.
Yeah, totally. And that makes sense now you've said it, but so many of us do that.
But it is flowers that will come year around, you know. You just leave it in your garden. Daffodils will come.
Yeah.
Tulips will come. Lilies, roses. Beautiful flowers. That's what it could be. Your main flower. And that's what I'm using it.
Interesting question. Do you have on the farm bees? Are you conscious of having a garden that's bee friendly? Although I don't think there is a garden that
Yes.
with beautiful flowers wouldn't be, but
Yes, because I don't use any kind of spray.
yeah, nice.
If I have to, especially in this time of the year, when it's still cold and so hot and cold and hot and humid, snails, for example, where we are, snails that are completely peaked. So then I might need to use something. But if I have to use those, I try to be as organic as possible.
Yeah.
And for the bees and for the birds and, you know, for everything. So, but otherwise, no, otherwise, all my fertilizers are organic as well. I call it fish juice. It's basically that, some mix of fish, algas, and seaweed and stuff like that. So everything that I use is very, very organic.
Beautiful. And because we, it goes really quickly. But so, talk us through the season ahead. What are you excited about the coming season? Because I did see right at the end of your season, you did this beautiful event where people could come in and pick flowers right at the end, couldn't they? Which I thought was lovely. I never made it there, but I thought that was, is that something that's going to feature this season? Are you going to bring, allow people to come and look, or what's the plans for the next season ahead for you?
This season is a kind of all new again
Oh.
because I went and expand big time from what I got last year. It's probably three times bigger.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so just to give you an idea, I add about 100, over 100 lilies plants that are all coming up already nicely. Yes,
Wow.
yes. I'm planting some roses and some peonies. They take a couple of years to be big enough to cut and make, but it still doesn't mean that I can pick one or two this summer. So everything is much bigger. And yes, I'm hoping to have it tidy enough that I can have people over, and maybe why not just
Ah.
come have a look and take a posse with you if you wish. Yes.
Oh wow, that's beautiful. I'm excited about that. And I'm sure our listeners will be too if they're local. And like, are you going to do the weekend? Is it the weekend sales, the sort of distributing in town again?
Yes, I am. I'm just waiting to hear a little bit more, but I'm going to be doing something in one of the shops in town.
Nice.
Yes, so that's going to be for pickup, and then a lot more. And what I do the most is just be there, so people know they can just call any day, and they get some fresh flowers straight,
It's
like cut
beautiful.
to order.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Yes,
That's
and that's
lovely.
really what I like. I like the most because then I know why, or they know what for they want the flowers.
Yeah. So it's quite a personal thing, isn't it, for you?
So I can play a little bit with my creativity, but also put in a little bit of thought on
Yeah. That's
it.
beautiful.
And that's what probably is that what I enjoy the most. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna do this for these people because this person wants it for this occasion. And then it's a little bit different from just making it a bunch of bunches and
Yeah.
just putting it somewhere. Sometimes you don't even know who is taking them. But
Yeah.
yeah, I enjoy the other one. They're just doing buy one and know who's taking it and why. And where it's going to be, and who's going to receive them. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Bouquets of love, it sounds like to me.
That's right. That's right.
Bouquets of love. And I think, I mean, the whole ethos, it sounds like Danny is driven by that sort of as a very personal connection with people, flowers, land, place. I mean, it speaks to so much beautifulness of, I guess, why we find ourselves in New Zealand. So, well, that's fast approaching the end of the show. It's been really beautiful to talk to you, Danny. I've loved learning a
Thank
little
you.
bit more about the why behind Woodside Flower Patch. I wish you all the best for this coming season, and I will watch and follow. But let's tell our listeners how they can follow you on Facebook to find out. So just give your details of where to find you.
Yeah, so it's on Facebook and Instagram, Woodside Flower Patch. And
Fabulous.
I am working on a little website, but I never done it before, so it might take a little bit.
Call out to the Wairarapa community for support if you need it, because
Yes, I gotta
there's
be
lots of skill
help.
out there.
I gotta be help on my head. So please help.
Yeah. I'll trade you with flowers. Maybe there could be a really good trade.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Danny, for your time today. I've really loved,
Thank
and
you.
I look forward to some Woodside Flower Patch flowers adorning my kitchen bench this summer. Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. We hope you've enjoyed this very spring vibe interaction. I look forward to bringing more guests on in the future. Have a great week.